USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Senate passed a stopgap bill to fund the government and avoid a shutdown. The vote was 87 to 11. It will now head to the president's desk. House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson passed the measure with many Democrat voters, as dozens of Republicans opposed the plan due to a lack of spending cuts in a time of inflation caused by government overspending. A pushing match erupted in Washington, D.C. yesterday at a pro-Palestinian rally at the headquarters of the Democrat National Committee offices. U.S. Capitol Police officers say one person was arrested. Protesters got into a shoving match with Capitol Police, with the arrest being made for assault. Six Capitol officers suffered injuries. Pepper spray was used on protesters, with DNC members being evacuated from the building. As the country continues to head down the path she is taking, an overwhelming number of Americans want the country to head in a completely different direction.
Over half of American voters want additional candidates in the 2024 presidential race, with 52% expressing the preference, including 72% of independents and 58% of Democrats. That's according to a new Quinnipiac poll. However, 67% of Republicans are content with the existing candidate pool, featuring frontrunners Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and Nikki Haley. In a hypothetical matchup between Donald Trump and President Joe Biden, Trump leads with 48% support compared to Biden's 46%, the economy remains a primary concern for voters, closely followed by the preservation of democracy. I'm John Schaefer.
Division rivals are set to play football tonight when the Baltimore Ravens clash with the Cincinnati Bengals for Thursday night football in Charm City. Game starts at 8:15 p.m. Eastern on Amazon's Prime Video. USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC, or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, currently serving a 21-year sentence in Arizona, is again trying to overturn his conviction in the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin filed a motion earlier this week claiming a forensic pathologist from Kansas does not believe Chauvin caused Floyd's death in 2020. Chauvin is requesting a new trial. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping were talking yesterday in Northern California. This marks the first face-to-face encounter between the two leaders in a year. The last time Xi was in the United States, he was a guest of President Trump at his Mar-a-Lago home in 2017. The New Hampshire presidential primary, traditionally the first in the nation, is scheduled for January 23, 2024. In defiance of President Biden and the Democrat National Committee's preference for South Carolina as number one. New Hampshire has maintained its first-in-the-nation primary status for more than 100 years. New Hampshire Secretary of State David Scanlon.
Using racial diversity as a cudgel in an attempt to rearrange the presidential nominating calendar is an ugly precedent.
Consuming marijuana may help improve your sleep.
A study conducted by Washington State University revealed that over 80% of marijuana users reported that smoking joints was more effective in promoting sleep than sleep aids such as melatonin. Additionally, 60% of participants stated that they've achieved 6 to 8 hours of sleep.
That's Dave Collins reporting. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.